praise the Lord for his wonderful goodness. Brother Freedom has arrived, and Mike is going to read in a bit some scripture for you. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We bless you. Lord, you're so good to us, and we don't deserve it. And Lord, we pray for the people out there, the listeners, that you will bless them. I pray they'll listen all the way through, because you're going to give Brother Freedom some wonderful things from your word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I want to say out there, you need to pray for me, because I don't even know where I'm headed tonight, but I know that God's going to put it all together, but I haven't got a faintest idea, really. Father in heaven, I just pray for a mighty blessing this night on the word. I pray that you'll bless this time. Father, I just love you and praise you for your goodness. I praise you for mercy. And I'm thankful for that inheritance fades not away, reserved in heaven. And Father, I thank you for those reservations who have been ready and waiting for us. And Father, I thank you for this wonderful day. Pray that you'll bless this night, bless the people throughout the world, or wherever this message goes tonight. Let them hear with ears, receiving your blessing from on high. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. And then 2 Peter 1:2-10. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Whereof the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.
Boy, isn't that wonderful? I love all part of the Bible, but this part is very special. And Lord laid on my heart tonight about where to follow God as dear children. Be followers of God as a dear child. And children, when they're little, they really don't know very much, but they do know who their mother and dad is very quickly. And they learn to rely on them. And they learn to trust them. They know that that parent will not hurt them, and that parent will take care of them when they're crying and all aspects of life. And I believe this is what God's speaking to the church. He wants us to realize, and he wishes for us to understand he will take care of us. The Bible says it has his eyes over the righteous, will his ears open to be attentive to their prayers. And then he says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. There's so many passages in the Bible that declare God's faithfulness to his people. And he wants to be our eternal parent. I was thinking tonight before I came over here and how the Lord just wants us to realize that he's closer. When I left tonight, we don't tell all these things, but as it happened, I says, what am I doing with my keys? And I went right over there, and I knew it was the Lord, and just right there. And things like that. God is so much comfort, especially since my wife passed away. He's come that close one that I trust him in such a way that, when I haven't got understanding, when I don't have the answers, he helps me. And that's like a child. Our parents are to help their children when they're little, that they might grow in such a way that one day those parents will be very proud of their children. They'll come to a place that they can bear their own children, have their own families. Now that's the natural life. But God wants us in the spiritual family to do the same thing. We grow to the place that we can mature in Him. And that maturing takes a dedication. It takes a heart of love. And it makes that we must be followers of God as a dear children. So it says in Ephesians, be followers of God as a dear children. And children, you know, they're easy to, for someone, a false person, for a wrong leader to come in and mess them up. And we're that same way too. We're so prone to hear strange noises. It's not from our Father. And sometimes we take those noises we hear, it's not from the Father, as being fact, and it's from the enemy. He comes to very early in our walk with the Lord to disturb us, to give out if nothing else, that we don't really know exactly if God's speaking. And I think that's the greatest tool the enemy has, the devices he has to distract the children of God. Most God's people don't learn to be mature in hearing the word from heaven. And I believe there's a very good need of that. And Job and Enoch were two wonderful men in the Bible that I really appreciate both their, and how Enoch, you know, he and the Lord just walked together. And they had communion together. And I thought, you know, that's, it's out there, if you want to have real fun in life, just start walking with the Lord. And it says, walk pleasing unto the Lord, walk worthy unto the Lord unto all pleasing. So God wants us to please Him to that way when we can walk and feel we're pleasing the Lord. And we grow into these things. We grow in the Lord. And I like, this here it says, after you suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen you, and settle you. You know, Enoch, I don't say a lot about how what he went through, but he was a very devout man, a man that loved God with all his heart. And he must have had a very special place with God because he didn't even see death. God just took him and went home. And Job was another man that truly was persecuted, basically. And you know, as the Bible says, the enemy come in to bring accusations to get Job. And God says, I've got a perfect man, one that fears me. And Satan told God, he says, let me take care of it and he'll curse you. But God had faith in Job. The Lord let me know as I come over tonight that he has faith in us. And as a child grows in a deeper relationship, our faith should grow in that same way into the Lord. As we get more time, we grow deeper, not shallower, but deeper and mature in the Lord, knowing that He is my waymaker. He is the one that I can depend on. You know, in life, we find some people that you can't trust. And you find other people that hopefully you can trust them, but you don't know for sure. But God, you can always trust Him. He'll never fail you. And Job said, though God slay me, yet I'll trust Him. Now, the Lord told Satan, He says, I'll let you do anything to Job that you want, but you can't take his life. See, God gives some conditions. The enemy can only go so far with us. And that scripture, but the God of all grace has called us into eternal glory by Christ, Jesus Christ, that you have to have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. You know, I believe that every one of us, there's a time when God wants it, that we have to mature through suffering. It says it's a part of growing. And I believe this is a custom and should be taught to all believers. There's a time when we're going to stand strong in the Lord. And I've had many, many encounters with that. Here, I just ended up one here just a year ago by a stroke. Wasn't easy. Still not easy. But I'm still going on with the Lord. And every day that we go, God brings into a place of tomorrow. See, we don't face tomorrow until tomorrow comes. And we have to be ourselves ready today for tomorrow. I heard Charles Capps this morning because he used to have a book out, The Tongue Created Force. And he believes like I believe, and I believe just like he believes. We speak things into existence. If you say, I'm not having a good day, you're going to have a bad day. You've got to learn to speak things right because God made you as a vessel. Just speak it into existence. Basically, if you're where you should be, it'll come to pass. We need to learn that we're oracles. I was trying to find it from Peter. We're oracles of God. And we speak as His power. Now, Job was tempted in such a way that a lot of our temptation comes through the word, through someone's slander, we don't actually, with sticks and stones may hurt us. The thing about it, sometimes words hurt us worse than we get physically hurt. Words. Someone's slander. Someone's putting you down. Someone saying you're not very good. Well, that hurts a lot of people. See, the Bible talks about that we need to learn to be strong in all areas. A lot of times, we can't stand the pressure of against the tongue. If someone really starts coming into us real powerfully with a tongue, we back off. Because we're going to start getting angry. We're going to say, hey, you're messing with somebody. But in James, it says, the tongue is full of all evil. It's unruly evil. And the tongue is a force that can bring us damage. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit of the thereof. So if you love darkness, you're going to have a harvest of darkness in your life. Who come and see to them? You know, when you learn to pray for people and they're in problems, that's what a lot of them get at this point. They're in darkness, and they actually speak a lot of the things in existence, and Satan sees a vessel here that's insecure in themselves because they're speaking to me, and he just has a real field day. They claim to be Christians, but they're hurting inside. They're being destroyed from the enemy. Well, it takes them at will. It says he takes them at will. And for our words, if we justified if our words are condemned, we all need to learn, we need to watch our words. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. If something irritates us, don't confess something that's damning. It'll damn your soul. That word I don't like, but it's what it does. When your words, it'll ruin you. You're a vessel of honor, and when you get saved, God wants to get us saved well enough that we start speaking existence through righteousness, right speaking. That's why I pray for someone I know they're going to be, because the Word has set you. The Word has set you free. The Word of God is powerful. We don't even have to be Holy Ghost filled. We just start managing these things. If you say the right words, you've got power. There's power through the ordination of God's Word. The Bible says, if two or three shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done. That's a law that God's established. So you can come. And you're not really a good Christian, but you can take it and use it, and God will bless you because you're standing upon He's spoken His Word. Oh, come on. The spoken Word is powerful. That's why I know when God says, heal, you're going to be healed. No question. It takes away all this unbelief. And see, in Revelation, the 21st chapter says, they could not enter in because of unrest and unbelief. Unbelief will destroy our move with God. Unbelief will destroy our salvation. We can be saved and start getting a lot of unbelief, and God said that says death. Unbelief, we got to believe all. That is as a new child, we can't have that believing something's wrong. We got to believe what's right. Our first belief is that my God can do anything. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. As we speak these things and we speak it out by our words, it becomes life. It becomes strength. It becomes very visible because we know that these great things are happening because God has brought it into existence. The words are in force that never dies. These words go on forever. That's why we have to make sure our words are right always, every day with the Lord. If you're having disharmony with someone, you need to stop it. And say, Lord, we don't have no fractions no longer. Because it brings a bridge, a place that God's not with it. To the stream, you lose the power to be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We can go through all these things, but we start speaking wrong, we're going to have a harvest of evilness. And Psalms says he set the word and healed with the word. But he set his word and healed with the word. We speak it into existence. It becomes, that's when you pray for the sick. You know God's bringing it into a, God's doing it, but you're speaking also, and he's honoring what you're speaking. In everyday life, we have to place ourselves at the place that when we speak things, is what we need. We're oracles of God. There's a lady that went in her shop a few years back. This lady was I thought she had a lot of evilness in her, but anyway, she kept coming in very hateful, very, things she said wasn't right. So one morning the Lord told me, he says, just tell her to have a good day. So I did just what God said, just exactly what he told me. No add, no more, no less. I says, have a good day. And she grew about, what'd you say? I says, have a good day. Well, nobody's ever told me I had a good day in my whole life. And she just went out there and started like older women, I've seen them do that. She just went off her feet. And she come back, turned around, and she said, come back. What'd you say? I said, have a good day. But God knew, but it's also scripture. I worked for a company, and I don't know why, I didn't know what I'm knowing now, but years ago I used to tell them on the radio, I says, have a good day. You know, everybody in all the trucks were saying, have a good day. And pretty soon there got to be harmony. It wasn't like the old, where everything's hard and rigid. It was like everything was starting to gel and be sort of a different, you know, you can just feel, sometimes you can feel the harshness of the world. And when you get around somebody else, you feel a love that you can't exactly express. But it's God, because established on the laws and the principle that God's given us. You abide in me and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it might, no, it shall be done. It shall be done. And as we start reading this, we're seeing there's great power. So grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge of our God and Jesus our Lord. According to his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life, godliness, to the knowledge of him that has called us into his glory, eternal virtue. It shows down a little bit more, but God wants us to take on his nature. We might be partakers of his nature. His nature spoke this world into existence. But our words is something that we need to learn, as frail as we are. Our bodies are not made for heavy duty combat with the enemy, but the tongue, he can't come against you with the tongue. You can tell him to buzz off in the name of Jesus, he's going to flee from you. That's the only way he can flee. You can get out there and you can shake yourself, not going to work. If you start speaking by the Spirit of God, oh, come, I see the glory of God comes alive. And see, everything, that's why people, their prayers aren't answered. And churches have prayers not answered, because they're not doing in the oracles of God, by the Spirit of God. But God wants us to mature in him. You know, there's some homes, I remember years ago, that the parents were, well, I grew up a time when there was the church kids and the unchurch kids. Well, us church kids, most all of us, didn't make a coup, we all sort of believed in the Lord. And our parents didn't swear, didn't curse, and didn't do those things, didn't all the things that the other parents did, because our nature was different than their nature. So when we're unsaved, our nature is of the world. And God says, come out of the world that we might be separated. So when our nature starts being changed by the Spirit of God. Now, many as we start growing as a child, we have to fight against these problems, because our flesh is a little bit weak, and we have to learn to grow in a place of maturity. Maturing in the Lord. Maturing in his might. In his surroundings. Be able to confess the things that God confesses. Understand that when he speaks, it's all truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. That's some of the things that you start feeling. It's a whole different dispensation with God than it is with the world. He says, come out from among it, be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. That's pretty strong. Now, a lot of people haven't even heard this, but that's what God wants. And that's why we're children. We've never learned to do combat against heavy duty odds. See, the Bible says in Psalms 91st chapter, says that thousands have come on thy side, 10,000. That's 10,000, 11,000, but shall not come down to thee. Oh, come on. The glory of God's here. You don't have to worry about all the imps. They come on you and attack you. Thousand bold. Just say, get off, old wimble. My God's greater than you. And he can get rid of you. Get out. Scam. Scram. Fuck of us. We don't have to be partakers of his slanderous ways no longer. He comes to slander God's children. We just come, learn to come to that place of maturing. I'm a child, I stayed a child, I understood a child. But when I become a man, I put away. And that's what there's a process of maturing that comes with God's children. If we eat the right stuff as a child, we're going to grow up, we're going to mature. But what's happened, we've never been brought, we've never had any meat, no, when we had a little milk, all we had is baby food. The enemy comes in like blood, we're defeated. Be ye strong in the Lord, and the power of might put you on the whole armor of God. The whole armor. Not the half armor, the whole armor. It's the whole, all. I'll give you all things. I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us therefore cleanse ourselves and perfect holiness in the fear of God. Now I was thinking about this afternoon. There's so much people that don't know anything about holiness, what it means. And nowadays, if you try to tell someone that you need to be an overcomer, they just laugh at you. That don't work no more. You know, but I believe it. God's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Whereby he's given us great and precious promises that we might be partakers. We partakers of the divine nature. See, when a child is born into a family, he takes on the name of the Father. And when we were born in the kingdom of heaven, we take on the name of God the Father. Not the Holy Ghost. We take on Jesus. We take on its entirety of the precious promises. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches which are in glory. That's some of the promises. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond we can ask or think according to the power that worketh with it. The power. Be ye strong in the Lord. And put off the things of darkness and put on the armor of light. Be ye steadfast, unmovable. Ever bound the word of the Lord, Lord, your labor is not in vain. What you're doing is not in a vain. You're going to be reap a harvest one of these days. And it's going to take you through eternity. It's going to be a real. It's not going to run out. It's going to be there for everlasting, everlasting, everlasting. But you're getting into a permanent position. You know, I worked in jobs and they said, well, for a month or so, you're going to be on just a trial. When you get permanent, then you have some power around the company and all that. That's nice. But God's the same way. I believe that there will be a lot of people that wants to get in heaven. They've never even learned how to pray. It's going to be sort of disgusting. They won't know anything what God's even speaking about. They won't know that you can pray for a person. Even then, they come back to rise. God gives power. God gives blessings. And we don't have just a know-nothing salvation. We got knowing all through Jesus Christ. God gives us all power, all purpose, all direction, all anointing. His presence is real. He's helped us. We might enjoy this life. You know, I prayed for a man. He calls me about every morning. But I'm so glad that some people do call me. I'm really glad because the man was saying, he says, you know, he says, whatever you pray, it's already been done. I said, well, that's just what it should be. I'm not doing nothing, but that's what it should be. Yes. I know what's happening. Yeah, that's why I pray. And I'm not gloating because I'm nothing. But I know I have that confidence in the Lord. When we got people from like Florida, we knew it's going to be healed. But God's great. And that's the part I'd like to get over to all of you out there. God is bigger than you can imagine. He's greater. He's so big that you can't, you can go away, yet he's smaller than get right inside of you. He can live with you, walk with you, speak to your heart, let you know the great and mighty exploits and things of heaven. He can let you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You can be more than conquerors through him which loves us. We can take the word and rely in the word of God. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches which are in glory. Now to him is able to keep me from falling, present me faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We can take these, they become truths that we live in. We take the word of God and become words of life that we live from. We live on the word. That's why I read this word, I just eat it. Because you live on that word. Your body becomes full of the word of God. Becomes alive. Now God comes on you in revelations, but a lot of it we mature in the word itself. You abide in me and my words abide in you. You should ask what you will and it shall be done. And you start saying this over and over and over every day. Every time you say it over, there's more power. Every time it's you're eating it. Because it's power that's going into your innermost being and it becomes a shield, a protector, a glorious insight from heaven. That you can't, you're not tarnished by the ways of this world. You're not even affected by the things of this world. But you have a supernatural chemistry about you that's not of this world. You're in this world, but not in this of this world. You're walking in God's glory, and God conditioned you in such a way that you can walk upright before him every day of your life. And you can praise him, give him glory in God. If no one wants that, you can have fellowship with God always. Enoch had fellowship with God, and we can have fellowship with God always too. We can walk in his calling and his blessing, and you can walk with the overflow of God's Spirit. You can walk with blessing forevermore, and a life is worth living because God will make himself real as your heavenly Father. As a child, you can come to maturity in God. God be with you. Who can be against you? Nay, and all these things, we're more than conquerors through him which loved us. I persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, things present, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall I be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Talk about the glory of God. God's real. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable servant. Be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing. The renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. Every time I read it, it renews it. You might prove what is the good. You might prove what is the good. There's some people that are so, they don't even know what's going on. But you know. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling. He'll give his angel charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against the stone. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Get this in you. Thou art with thy rod and thy staff, they cover me. Thou knowest my hand with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely against the mercy of all me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, I hope the Lord takes me home someday, like him, and I'm just happy because he's coming. We need to be ready. Boy, it's so wonderful. The glory comes down. The glory is coming down. The glory is here. The glory, if you wouldn't even catch, you can't. Oh, glory to God. God's so real. Oh, glory. His glory is illuminates you. It transforms you. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Out there tonight, if you If you want a new encounter with God, seek Him. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. To our God we abundantly pardon. For high as the heavens are from the earth, so is His ways higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. As the snow comes down from heaven, all these things, God is so much higher. He will be with us. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. My eyes are open to the righteous. I will be with you always. Seek me and you shall surely find me. For I'm with thee forevermore. Be ready, because I'm coming soon. I'm ready, my people. Be ready, for I'm coming soon. Be prepared. Be prepared that day shall come upon you, not unaware, as so many are. That day comes, they will not wonder what's happened. My people need to be ready. My people need to be prepared. I'm telling my people this night, be prepared. I say my coming soon. But it's going to be a royal reward in heaven for all of that toil, all of that toil they've done upon this earth. There you shall be rewarded 1,000-fold, said the Spirit of God. For I will help thee. I will help thee. Hang on, my children, for I love thee. Your Father is with thee. Your Father will not leave thee. I'll not leave thee, my ones. I will keep thee, said the Spirit of God. Father, I just praise you this day. I pray for your people in a mighty way. I pray that you'll bless this night. Bless your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. So be it and amen. God bless. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.